Joining us on the line is Liron Mazor. He's the Wealth Management Specialist and owner of Green Wealth Management. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. It's so interesting because in the old world, we always separated money from emotion. You know, money was something that was very business-like, and we made these important decisions on a spreadsheet, whether we had one or not. But nothing could have actually even then been further from the truth. We've always had a relationship with money, and what that relationship is determines how we interact with it. Isn't that so?
Sure, without a doubt.
All right, so I think, yeah, take us through your thought process around this.
It's so hard when you don't see somebody's face to really know where they're at, but I wanted to just maybe start by giving off a story, and the story actually is a true story that happened to me. And once we understand the story, we'll then try and explain some of the ideas of how to work through some of the challenges that come up around money. So quite a few years ago, my mom actually had her own business, and she had quite a few different fashion accessory shops and one curio shop. And around about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, unfortunately, she got liquidated. And during the liquidation, she unfortunately actually lost almost everything that she had. She was in a relationship with somebody, they weren't married, and unfortunately that also seemed to unravel quite badly. And during that relationship, they'd actually bought a second property, which they decided to put in my name because they weren't sure what was going to happen from the new government's perspective in the 1990s, where there'd be additional taxes on second properties held in a person's name. They weren't familiar with financial planning themselves, so then their best technique was to put it into a different family member's name. And unfortunately, as the business unraveled, I was now left to pay back this debt. But the problem was it just actually got worse than that. We lost the house that we were living in. I had to go find somewhere else to live. My mom was then got into another relationship with somebody else, and she moved in with them at that particular stage. And she ended up marrying that person. But where it became really hard for me is that financially I was now all of a sudden completely reliant on myself. I had to find employment quite quickly, which took quite a bit of time. I'd also then was started actually in my financial planning career. And one day I remember, which was very scary for me, is I didn't really have any money to pay for petrol. And the only way I could pay for petrol was to open up my own charity tin. And that's a charity tin that had been going for maybe 6-7 months. So as you can imagine, it's obviously quite humiliating and quite embarrassing to say, geez, not only do I not have my own money, but I now have to actually go to the resources I was keeping for other people to actually now try and sustain myself and sustain myself with the basics being just paying petrol. And it was very scary. It was very frightening. And unfortunately, it put a lot of fear into me when it came to money and also knowing what it means to be without, like to really be on the bottom of your nose without even understanding how you're going to be getting your next meal. And to then make matters worse is this property had to also be paid back. So there was now debt on a property that was in my name that had to be auctioned off by the bank because we couldn't find a seller. The bank then said to us, there was X amount short, and because it's in your name, you have to pay. My mom, unfortunately, wasn't in a position to be able to take any responsibility for it because of her own debts that she had. And because of the previous relationship, the partner that she was with, unfortunately, wasn't able to take any responsibility either. So that started my first journey when it came to money. And unfortunately, for me at the time, I was petrified. I don't know what to do. I didn't know which way to turn. It left a big scar on me, and a scar on me that I still sometimes feel. And I'm bringing up this story because I think in one way or another, the word that I'm using is the word scar. And sometimes some people get scarred by money and sometimes they don't. And sometimes I come from very stable and happy families. Do you know, my family was also a very challenging family because my parents got divorced when I was 3 and a half, and I only met my dad again when I was 15. So I didn't really come from stability, and to have even whatever stability I had taken away from me made life even more challenging. And that,
yeah, and it sounds like you didn't even have, you didn't even have somebody, you didn't have a father figure around, you didn't have a mom who understood this. In fact, she was going through her own stuff. So therefore you were young and vulnerable with absolutely no safety net.
100%. So you can imagine when it comes to not having money, the fear that it arises in you. So sometimes, as you know, in business, you can have good months, you can have bad months. But when I have a bad month, it automatically brings that fear back to me. I'm sharing the story with you because we're speaking about our relationship with money, and I wanted to break it down how over the years, how I tried to understand how to change that relationship and how to move forward with it. And it all started when some of my friends were really doing successfully around me, and I was trying to understand how come they're so successful. What makes them successful that I'm sort of starting off on the back end? And that really helped me create my own money formula, where I tried to identify ways of creating wealth from three different perspectives. One being a practical, a second being a spiritual, a Torah perspective, and the third being a metaphysical. How does our mind, what thoughts do we use to control our mind to be able to create long-term wealth? So if we come back to the concept of the idea of scarcity, it's so important because the most important thing we need to understand is money isn't scarce. It's just an experience that we go through. And the best way I'm going to bring an example in is a book written by Rabbi Shalom Arush, where he speaks about, which is called The Garden of Gratitude. And then there he says that you need to understand there's no good or bad. Everything is good. It's just there to bring us closer to Hashem. And the minute you can understand that and turn your thought process around to not saying, oh my God, look how bad things are, but rather to see, geez, it's a complete blessing in disguise. And I remember having a lunch one with Kathy Kayla from Chai FM. Mm-hmm. And we're actually speaking about our different life challenges that we both went through and how we both actually felt quite blessed because without those challenges, we wouldn't have the relationship that we have with Hashem that we do today. And when we chat, talking about money and that relationship that we have about money, there's no need to have a sense of scarcity because if we again follow what Pirkei Avot tell us, that you've got to be happy with your lot. You've actually got more than you need. But it's more than that. The essence of all these challenges is there to bring us closer to Hashem. And by turning around and saying, thank you for these challenges. Thank you for whatever you're doing often helps change them around. And also it shifts your mindset. So even though now people are going through a lot of challenges and there's financial difficulty and there's financial challenges, if you're going to come from a scarcity mindset, you're going to struggle. You're going to think that it's the end of the world and every single day is going to become miserable for you. If you turn around and say, geez, look how much I do have. Not that you have to compare yourself to others, but at the same time, also focusing on saying, thank you for these challenges. Mm. You know, you're going to be in a completely, completely different mindset.
So interesting. My late father always had this thing, and he came from complete scarcity as well. He had to keep stopping university. He landed up working in the mines in order to save money to go back to university. There were no such things as scholarships back then. He was supporting his parents, who he had to bring from Pilgrim's Rest to Johannesburg, and he did well financially throughout his life, but he never forgot that. And he, exactly as you're saying, this issue around what money meant. He wasn't somebody that was very, you know, he didn't like to show his success or not because he would always recognize scarcity in other people. But he would always say to us, if the problem can be solved by money, then that is a blessing. Because obviously right. It doesn't mean it's not painful and it doesn't mean it's not difficult, but you're very blessed if your problem can be solved simply with money. And, right. And it's such an interesting thing. It sounds, you know, and of course I've been through things. Everybody's had times in their lives where they've really, really battled with various things, and particularly financial, because our responsibilities are huge and that comes with so many things. But it was such an interesting perspective and such an important one.
So 100%. And I know we're running a bit tight on time.
And in fact, we actually are out of time. So I want you to, it's a conversation that we need to continue and I want to continue it another day. But leave us with a thought around how to shift towards understanding our relationship with money as a first step to the next step.
Perfect. Money is your friend. Never forget that. Money loves you as much as you love it, and never forget the good that money can do.